Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week for the second straight week. Courtney Anderson, pitcher from the BSU softball team. Courtney, congratulations.
Thanks.
No-hitter last week down in Florida. Perfect game through the fifth. At what point did you start thinking about it or realize that it was happening?
Probably towards the end. I don't know, you get a little bit more nervous then, but I wouldn't have even had a no-hitter if I didn't have those last couple of plays. There's two hits down the third baseline that Bergie had to get, and so I was pretty grateful for that, to have the team behind me still.
How many, if ever, have you thrown no-hitters or perfect games before?
I threw a perfect game in high school, and maybe like two no-hitters. I'm not sure.
Well, it doesn't happen very often. At what point did you realize that your stuff was pretty good that day?
Like in the first three innings, I think that I just knew I was into it. I just knew that they weren't touching anything, and I kind of felt bad, to be honest. I don't know, I shouldn't sympathize, but I don't know. It was just one of those games, and everything was moving right, and I had a lot of rest earlier. I didn't really do much in the first game that day, so I had a lot of rest, and I was feeling good.
17 strikeouts is a lot. It's a lot of pitches in and of itself. No, the softball motion doesn't put quite as much strain on your arm and your shoulder as much as baseball does, but legs get a little tired throwing that much, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. Luckily, we were doing a lot of leg workouts and whatnot, and at this point, we should be ready to play that many games in a row. We have a big season coming up, so having that many games in 1 week really is going to help us in the season.
You guys are off now for about a week. And looking at the weather, you might actually be able to play in a week. What's the biggest thing that the team needs to get figured out yet before conference play starts?
I think we still need to work on our offense a little bit. We got to learn how to string the hits together when we need them. We can't be leaving people on base and that kind of thing. And then just speaking to one of the pitchers, just working on holding the team as long as you possibly can and allowing the runs to be produced.
You've got a handful of newcomers. What's a week on the road with them like to kind of get everybody on the same page and become even a closer-knit team?
There's a lot of eyes the size of dinner plates, seeing teams that, you know, they haven't seen before. College is a lot different than high school. Just got to stay positive, give them tips and advice, and they look up to, obviously, us and the upperclassmen a lot, so we just got to be leaders out there.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.